And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, we have a bunch of folks here to talk about the St. Baldrick's Day fundraiser, which is coming up on Friday, March 18th. To my left, I have Dr. David Vastola, and then there's Phineas Edwards, Val, and Brent Edwards, and Craig Warren. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning,
everybody. Well, first, let's set the stage. What is the St. Baldrick's Day fundraiser? Who wants to take that? Craig? Craig, you've been doing this longest, so you get to talk about what it is.
Well, St. Baldrick's is a fundraiser where we shave our heads in support of children's cancer research. And it started as strictly research, and the event has gone global so large that there's actually not enough money or not enough research to use up the money. So they've actually started expanding into fellowships for doctors and some oncology treatment. So it's really a large organization with many millions of dollars, but there still can't be enough. There can't, you can't raise enough money for an organization like this, especially when over 90% of that money goes to what it is designed to go to. It's designed for the research of treatment, and it's gone into treatment. So it's gone huge. The only money that doesn't go to what it is, its purpose is, its design purpose, is for the website, the lawyers, because, you know, the lawyers have to have some money, and the materials that they send out for our events, such as the t-shirt that Phineas is wearing.
It is bright orange with big letters on it, and it says, what does it say?
Dream. That's big.
Dream big. Dream the big. St. Baldrick's Foundation. So, Craig, you are very knowledgeable about this, and it also sounds like you're passionate about it. You've gotten
absolutely
involved. You got involved 10 years ago in Sitka. Why?
You know, I don't know why. It just sounded like something that was easy to do. I mean, you can see I still have hair on my head. It seems to come back every year. So it's pretty simple from our aspect in terms of just give up your hair in solidarity with the children who have to go through these horrible diseases. And my personal, the one thing I always look at when I give money is how much of my money goes to what the cause is, or how much is going to somebody's paycheck. And in this organization, when there's well over 90% that goes to the cause, that's just wonderful. That you can't find an organization better than that.
David Vastola, you've been doing this. This is your seventh year coming up. Can you tell us the nuts and bolts about how it works as a fundraiser?
Well, it's a pretty simple formula. These guys who started this program 15, 16 years ago were brilliant. And the recipe is that people will pay to see their friends and family and coworker do silly things like shave their head, especially when it's in support of such a great cause, like Craig was mentioning. So you just have to make the commitment to do it, and they register you on the website, and then you ask people to support your efforts monetarily. And they can go to the website and pledge towards the event or towards an individual participant. They could give you cash, which you could convert over. It's pretty simple.
Now, what does it look like the day of the event on the 18th?
Well, it's I have to tell you, it's one of the most fun events of the year for me. I think it's a highlight. We've had it at the Elks every year. And some years it's just been absolutely crazy. 2 years ago, we had so many people in there that there were people the next day who told me they were there who I'd never saw. It's just a sea of people, and we have several barbers who volunteer their time towards the cause, and the people who have committed to shave their heads get up, and we joke, we make fun of them. And always, every year, one of the highlights for me is people from the audience who walked in there with absolutely no intention of doing it will just suddenly volunteer, or they'll say, okay, I'll do it for $500, and the crowd instantly raises $500, and you have yet another shavee. So it's very fun. It's very moving. It's a very, very enjoyable evening.
And you get your head shaved every year?
I do. It's my once-a-year haircut.
Now, what motivates you?
Well, for me, as a pediatrician, it's really a, kind of a logical extension of what I've dedicated my life to. And when I spent a lot of time in a cancer ward as when I was in my pediatric training. And I was always so, I at one point thought about doing that as a career, but it really is so emotionally taxing. And those kids are so inspirational because you put yourself in their shoes and you would just imagine sitting feeling sorry for yourself. And all they wanted to do was play. They wanted to finish their treatment so they can get up and go to the playroom. And they were, you know, they were just... They were absolute joy to work with, and to see what those kids and their families go through. This is just small part of something we can do to help them.
Their resiliency that I hear you talking about just sounds awe-inspiring.
It is amazing.
Well, the Edwards family, there's Brent, Val, and Phineas. Welcome. Let's talk a bit about your story. So, Phineas and Brent, you've gotten your head shaved, what, how many years is it now?
This will be my second year.
So that was Brent and Phineas.
Third year?
This
will be my third year.
Your third year. And Phineas, you're a kindergartner. When was the first time you got your head shaved?
Last year.
And why has your family gotten involved?
We actually have experienced this kind of from the other side, from Dr. Vastola. Phineas here was diagnosed with a tumor in his spine. It was 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, we're just discussing this because it's hard. It's time has really flown. And Phineas is doing great, but we've also seen a lot of other families that were having less positive experiences, perhaps, or outcomes. And so we really just do this in support of what we saw and you know, helping those people out.
Phineas, what's it like to get your head shaved in front of other people?
Well, it's sort of fun.
Sort of fun, huh? When you first did it, were you a little nervous? A little excited?
A little excited.
Yeah? Well, you weren't alone doing it either. You were with your dad.
Yeah.
Well, and also I know that a lot of friends joined you that year, too. Your story really galvanized a large portion of this community, I think, your family's story. I think it seems like when we have these personal connections, we're really motivated to help. So you're going to do it again this year, Phineas, but you're not doing it on the 18th at the event. When are you doing it?
It's going to be tomorrow.
It's going to be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
You're going to do it tomorrow night. So Phineas is going to get his head shaved tomorrow night at the Sitka Assembly meeting in front of the whole assembly and folks watching. And what would you folks like to ask the community to do tomorrow night?
I would love to see that room packed tomorrow to support Finney and Brent as they get their trims and to hear a little bit more about the event and about the cause. The assembly has been very generous with their time, and we usually we try to do the haircut over a break so people could mill around and ask questions and learn a little bit more, and just that solidarity and that support, that's what Sitka is known for.
It is very true. How can people connect with St. Baldrick's right now? What could they do?
Well, there's a number of different things we can do. Start off with, we'd love to get your donations. And it's really easy to donate. either find a friend who is shaving their head, such as Phineas, and hand them $10. And we convert that money, or they'll sometimes just bring a handful of cash to the event and hand it to our treasurers. We have we'll have three treasurers set up to take in the money to make sure the money is dedicated to the person who raised it, and make sure that that money gets turned into the organization. If you would like to come down and enjoy the event, we'd love to have people there. We'd like to have as many people there as possible, just so everybody gets a chance to watch and laugh. And like Doc says, it's really a fun event. I think you'll see Doc and I running more than anything else, trying to keep everything happening. But we have a great group of volunteers. Most of them are affiliated with the fire department in some way, shape, or form. I kind of browbeat people into helping me. But we have fun. If you would like to get your head shaved, the easiest way to do it is to go to stbaldricks.org. And just like it sounds, you go on and it says, hey, you click on the link that says, I'd like to join. And the next link says, where are you at? You type in your zip code and it pops up a screen that says, hey, we have an event in your area. And you click the next button that says that you want to join. And fill in the information, start raising money. Don't walk in with an empty envelope, because the barbers are volunteering their time, and we don't want them to have to volunteer their time for free haircuts. So walk in with money in hand. If you walk in and you expect to get a haircut for free, there's a good chance I'm going to send you out and make you troll the crowd.
Well, and it's quite a haircut. So last question, Phineas. I've been hearing that this is a fun event. Do you agree?
Yeah.
What's fun about it?
Well, a lot of stuff.
Are there a lot of people there?
Yes.
Is there food?
Yeah.
Do you like the food?
Yeah.
And your friends are there?
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you.
We've been talking about the St. Baldrick's Day fundraiser. That's coming up Friday, March 18th at the Elks Club. You can also catch Phineas and Brent getting their head shaved tomorrow at the Sitka Assembly Meeting. The Assembly Meeting starts at 6, and the head shaving probably won't be too far after that.